Welcome to Super Short Storytime, lovers of literature and fans of fiction. I am Eduardo Solis, the author and narrator of the super short story that you are about to hear. If a company sells 1 million widgets and 1% of them break, that's 10,000 unhappy customers. As the man in this story is about to learn, service contracts tend to favor the ones who wrote them, and thus I give you this tale of customer dissatisfaction that I call Loner. The unit your company sent me is not what I requested, and you need to send someone to pick it up right now. Jim barked at the woman on the video screen. One moment, please, came the response from the company representative. She put on a sympathetic face before turning her head at an angle to look at something off camera. While many people found the nearly perfect faces of GoopleSonSoft employees unnerving, Jim had long grown accustomed to their uncanny appearance. After examining something off-screen for a few moments, the customer representative looked back at Jim and spoke. According to our record, sir, an ST8CI Type W unit was sent to your address. Can you verify that you received a model ST8CI Type W? She asked.
Yeah, that's what I got, but my unit was a Type E, and I should have gotten another Type E back, Jim said.
The customer service woman was unmoved by Jim's emotional state. Sir, we are required to send you a replacement unit that has the same functionality as a damaged unit you returned to us for repair. Your service agreement states that we are allowed to send you a similar model if an identical replacement unit is not available, she replied. The model ST8CI Type W is capable of performing all of the functions of the Type E. Jim tried to relax.
I know, miss, but I would really rather have a Type E if you can check.
As I told you earlier, sir, there are no ST8CI Type E units currently available, the woman said before Jim could finish his sentence. Jim noted that even though GoopleSonSoft's employees were efficient, they could be downright rude at times. The Type W unit will serve your needs until your Type E is repaired and returned to you in, she turned to look off screen again, 9 days.
Okay, fine, thank you, Jim said before abruptly pressing the red button on the bottom of the screen to end the call.
Among the morass of packing material, papers, cables, and empty pizza boxes that lay on Jim's living room floor was a large metal key. Jim picked it up off the floor and walked around to the back of the ST8CI.
Crap, I never thought I'd have to do this again, Jim muttered to himself.
He inserted the wind-up key into the synthetic woman's back and began to turn it. The end. Somebody once famously said, "Even in the future, nothing works." While technology has come a long way, dear listeners, customer service seems to be getting worse in these modern times. This has been Super Short Story Time. I am Eduardo Solis, and remember, we're not satisfied until you're not satisfied. For more wonderfully weird words, visit EduardoSolis.com, and I thank you for listening. Be good, take care, and God bless.